This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Elon Musk's Neuralink has implanted a chip in a human brain for the first time. And the operation took place Sunday. We're being told that the patient is recovering well. Now, Neuralink wants to usher in life-transforming technology and be a, Elon Musk, whether it's space, whether it's automotive, whether it's healthcare, he wants to use his companies and his vision and, you know, his talent to be able to, I guess, have a role in multiple technologies. And the company did receive, according to CNN, approval to study the safety and functionality of its chip, implant, and surgical tools. So he wrote on X, or Twitter, initial results show promising neuron spike detection. The product is called Telepathy. And they said those who would be using this link would be those who have lost the use of their limbs. He said, imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. That is the goal. So Neuralink, according to CNN, has been working towards using implants to connect the human brain to a computer for half a decade. They did face some scrutiny after a monkey died in 2022 during an attempt to get the animal to play Pong. Pong was one of the very first video games of the 80s. That's why it was used. Neuralink received FDA clearance for human clinical trials, and then they started recruiting patients with quadriplegia caused by cervical spinal cord injury or ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And so the study is called the PRIME study, short for Precise Robotically Implanted Brain-Computer Interface. So they want to study the safety of its implant and surgical robot, test the functionality, and to see if it can help those, you know, who want to move or do certain things be able to function and perform those functions. They say the patients enrolled in the trial would have a chip surgically placed in the part of the brain that controls the intention to move. The chip is installed by a robot and then records and send brain signals to an app, with the initial goal being to, quote, grant people the ability to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone. Now, the FDA put out a paper in 2021, because this couldn't go farther without the FDA, mapping out the agency's initial thoughts on a brain-computer interface device, saying that the field is progressing rapidly. I know there's many critics of Elon Musk saying, why did they let him do this? Well, if it went through FDA approval, now he had to, trust me, FDA has some pretty, pretty big scrutiny. Unless when it comes to vaccines, then they kind of speed things up. But there is a huge demand for these sorts of technology where you have brain function, full brain function. The brain is trying to communicate with something that won't be able to accept that communication. The arms, so many people with a spinal cord injury, you know, their arms themselves are fine. Their limbs are fine. They still have arms. They still have legs. We aren't talking about amputations. But the neural connection, the communication is lost. We have brilliantly been able to defy nature and come up with ways to communicate instantaneously. Remember I told you back in the year 1900, there was, I think it was Better Home and Gardens or the Home Science Journal, I forget which one, where they had predicted that by the year 2000, we will be able to communicate with people in China instantaneously and see them. That was a prediction back in 1900. And so we have just exponentially, like lightning, been able to do what we can in terms of communications and neural links, wires. Now, the human body is not a typical cable. But there's some similarities that might be able to be, I hate the word manipulated, but controlled. Now, of course, what people are concerned about is the control. I mean, we start out doing something for health. Can there later be this, we're going to implant this, and now we control you? So that's why there's a lot of critics of this out there. But, on the outset, we need to help our paraplegics, our quadriplegics, those who have ALS. And we have individuals who want to move. They're like, I'm telling my brain is telling my arm to move, and it won't do it. Then there has to be, a science that looks into how do we get that arm to listen to the brain? What needs to be done? And these things could then, we could use it to fight depression. How many people have said, I don't want to be depressed? I don't know why I'm sad. I really don't want to be depressed right now, but I am. Well, maybe this could help that as well. Or what about those with addictions? I don't want to keep eating. I don't want to gamble. I don't want to keep reaching for the narcotic or for the cigarette. And maybe these implants, we seem to be okay with injections that give us a hormone to tell us not want to, to not eat. But boy, are people just ripping on Elon Musk for coming up with a neurochip. We're already hormonally manipulating our brains when we're using weight loss drugs. So, look at the hypocrisy. So I get it. Can a bad Apple decide to use this against yes, any technology. Look at what we've done with infectious disease. But I want to help those that need to be helped. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we really do appreciate you guys calling and texting. I understand when I was at a conference, some of you guys got a ballot, okay? And I was being texted that some of you were a little concerned that a candidate you want to vote for was not on the Nevada ballot. Now, Nevada is doing something a little, it's unique, but it's not that unheard of. So President Donald Trump is not on the Nevada primary ballot. Nikki Haley is, Mike Pence is. In fact, on the Nevada primary ballot, you have John Castro, Heath Fulkerson, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, or multiple. Actually, I want to give everybody, I just don't have my glasses on, Donald Kjornes, Hirsch Singh, and then you could choose none of these candidates, which some people have said they're going to do. I don't know if there's a write-in allowing for a write-in, because that's what they had was in New Hampshire, where Joe Biden was not on the ballot in New Hampshire, so people could write him, they could write in Joe Biden. Joe Biden is on the Democratic primary. You have a lot of people running. You have Joe Biden, Gabriel Cornejo. So I'm not going to go through all the names, but there's a lot. All right. There are two ways to vote in Nevada. Okay. It used to just be, I think, the caucuses. And so remember, I think, maybe it was the 2012, was it, I don't know, Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton. We had caucuses, which are a lot more transparent, where people could vote for who they're, where your primary voting is private, where you put in your vote. Donald Trump can be able to get his delegates through the caucuses. We're holding in Nevada both the caucuses as well as the primary. Nikki Haley will not be on the caucuses. Within the caucuses. And from what we understand, former President Donald Trump is happy about that. Because, but by the way, I didn't get one of these. I didn't get a ballot last election. I have a family of four. We only got one of these. So I don't know if three of us can't vote. I'm not exactly sure. This was a sample ballot. So I really don't understand what's happening when it comes to that. But the way it's apparently we were always the caucuses, and then in I think the last legislative session they added a primary. So let me see if I have some of this for you, because I know some of you guys were confused. And so Nevada's long been a caucus state, but there was a state law that was enacted 2 years ago to mandate that we have a primary if more than one candidate files. Well, as you can see, there's tons of candidates. So the Democratic Party adopted the primary for 2024. As you can see, we have Joe Biden, Marianne Williamson, I guess. But the Nevada Republican Party decided to hold the caucus anyway and declared that the caucus would be the only way for candidates to win delegates regardless of the outcome of the required primary. So this is a little tricky because I don't know if Nikki Haley is going to be included in the caucus. From what I understand, there's going to be delegates given to both. But from what I understand, that President Donald Trump does prefer the caucus way, because then, remember what happened at the last election is, people voted and there was a lot of dissent or debate on whether their vote made it. And so when you're talking about a primary and you're seeing multiple states in the United States saying, no, Trump's not going to be allowed to be on the ballot, the caucuses allow there to be media, allow there to be transparency of who is it that people want. And so although caucuses could be done different ways, I think the way it's going to be done in Nevada is where it's pretty open. And people are like, well, I want his, I want this person, I want this person. Yeah. So to answer your question, Nevada will still be able to hold both. They will hold both. And the delegates that are needed to become a nominee will still be able to be up for grabs with either. But I did not get one of these, so I don't know if I get to vote. It's interesting. Yeah. So, I don't like election years. I really don't. I think, look, it's going so fast. I mean, we're already coming into February. We got taxes, and we're going to be talking about that. And it's a very tumultuous year. There's a lot of anxiety. I was speaking to a bunch of doctors. When you have people really, really mixed. In fact, I met a Marine. He was in his 80s. God bless him. He actually served and was a part of the Tet Offensive during the Vietnam War. And he was very passionate about what's going on with this country. And he was very scared and very, and he's probably seen the videos of what's been going on in the border and, things like that. And to hear him talk to the younger doctors about his experience as a Marine, Semper Fi, and his his patriotism, it was fascinating. But what is not a positive is the fear that people have on both sides. People fear Trump is going to be unfettered coming into his second term, now not having to worry about a reelection. Trump is not the type to really be concerned about other people's, you know, when the president comes in, they're like, well, I got to make sure senators can still get voted in midterms and, you know, whatever. Trump is kind of, look, if you don't win, it's on you. Some people love that about him. Some people don't. Others fear that if Trump doesn't win, a Republican will never be back in office, or a conservative may never be back in office. And so, it's a very anxiety-producing time. And we talk about election anxiety. We talk about election depression. Election depression happens when your candidate doesn't win. We just talked about football funk when your team doesn't win and you don't feel like you have a lot of control. Election depression or football funk, difficult because you don't have a lot of control. You can't sit there and play the game. You can't sit there and be the candidate. And so, you know, all the power you have is the vote. It's a lot of power. Your vote is a lot of power. But many people feel that their vote isn't heard. And there's a lot going on where, you know, some ballots will have your candidates, some don't. This is not something that's resting easy with those of us that want to preserve our democracy. I don't care who you vote for. As long as the vote is legal, legit, you get a ballot, you get an opportunity to vote, you get access to vote, you have opportunities to vote, there's no cheating. And if you want a candidate, you can vote for that candidate. You could write them in. If you don't like the candidate, you could say none of the above. You know, people want to know that if they're in the best country in the whole entire universe, that we are sticking to the Constitution and we are upholding the rights of all our citizens to be able to vote, and that that vote will count. And if you do choose to vote for somebody, you're not going to be insulted. You're not going to be called a libtard. You're not going to be called a racist, a MAGA, a Bidenite. People want to know that. One of the best pictures I ever saw was, I think it was taken a few years ago, where there were two rallies, one for Trump, one for Biden. And you saw two people who knew each other holding opposite flags shake each other's hand. Okay, that's what this is. We're America. We're supposed to have neighbors and coworkers and all of us that have different ideas. If we all thought the same and were robots, we wouldn't be America. If we were silenced, where you couldn't say anything, and if you did, you'd be persecuted, that would be North Korea. So my vote is, let whoever has, done the qualifications to either debate or to get on the ballot, let them be there. If America doesn't want the candidate, they don't want the candidate. If America doesn't want Biden, then he won't win. If America doesn't want Trump, then he won't win. But let Americans have that access, because the more we do this sort of crap that we've been doing, the riskier our democracy is. And it's very confusing for people, because now you have legislators that can make laws that could restructure districts or change the way we do elections or where we. And yeah, it should have been just as simple as you want to vote for a candidate, you go and you put that candidate in. If you can't make it to the ballot box, we have some options for you. But it's starting to become, or it has become, kind of a mess. And there's a lot of anxiety about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby lost it on a reporter yesterday at the White House. The reporter kept pushing him on whether or not President Joe Biden was looking at his own poll numbers when he weighed his decision on what to do as far as engaging our military in operations regarding Gaza. India's Navy was able to rescue an Iranian fishing vessel that was hijacked by Somali pirates. That rescue mission was the third this week in the same international waters. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, thank you all for your well wishes when I was on a Boeing 737. Last week I had asked if anybody had a wrench I could borrow because I didn't want a panel to blow out or a door plug or anything else happening while I was on there. You can bring certain objects onto planes. I don't think you could bring a wrench greater than 7 inches, so my wrench was small, of course. I don't know if it would have done much, but it was just nice to know that I had something in case I needed to do something mid-flight. You know, being a physician on a flight, I usually have a mask with me, some gloves, because God forbid there's a medical emergency. I want to be able to still administer some care. But you can only give so much. You can only bring so much on a plane. My bag, interestingly, I had to fly to Reno to go up to Lake Tahoe for the conference. My bag was 46 pounds going there. Coming back, it it was 52 pounds, even though I had packed some waters and some, you know, snacks and clothes. Somehow used clothes, I guess, weighs more. So they made me remove 2 pounds of my bag and carry it on, which doesn't make sense because the weight is still on the plane. You know, it's like, my guess is it's union rules. They don't want somebody having to lift something greater than 50 pounds. You know, but I should have just then had a second suitcase and, you know, but I'm trying to give them more space. And so anyway, I carried my pillow and my curling iron, which somehow equaled 2 pounds. I don't get that. But, you know, the Boeing, you know, fiasco has obviously been concerned. And USA Today is saying facing severe criticism after the door plug blew out on a 737 MAX over Oregon this month, Boeing said it is withdrawing a request for a safety exemption needed to certify a new model of the plane. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be very popular right now with people. The company asked federal regulators late last year to allow it to begin delivering its 737 MAX 7. Now, remember, I think this was a MAX 9 that the panel or the door plug blew on. But it wants to deliver its 737 MAX 7 airliner to customers, even though it does not meet a safety standard designed to prevent part of the engine housing from overheating and breaking off during flight. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of a biggie. I think you should have, and by the way, what these companies say is they're still going to make sure there is the safety standards. It just might not necessarily be a requisite, but, you know, according to a regulation or a federal agency. No, as far as I'm concerned, we have had, and I think Pete Buttigieg has some explaining to do, we've had a lot of near misses, mishaps, train derailments, a lot of things happening. And when people say, well, there's always mishaps, there's always train derailments, it's just it's getting publicized a little bit more these days. Our goal should be zero. So let's say we do have 1,100 train derailments a year or whatever the statistic is. I think we could do a little better than that. So the Department of Transportation has to, you know, I think get its act together. And so when it comes to our planes and bolts being found loose by United Airlines and Alaskan Airlines, and that is not acceptable. So it was a door panel that blew out on a different version of the plane, the MAX 9, left a gaping hole in the fuselage of the Alaskan Airlines flight that was out of Portland, Oregon. The company's quality control and commitment to safety have been questioned, you think? Last week, Democratic Senators Maria Cantwell, chair of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science and Transportation, and Tammy Duckworth, chair of Aviation Safety Subcommittee, urged the FAA to deny the request. Boeing said Monday it would withdraw it. So, at least, we're getting some change. And that's really what we want when things happen. I don't want spankings. I don't want public humiliation. I want us to learn from it. I mean, there's been mistakes that have happened in medicine, sadly. Look, the penicillin, the discovery of penicillin was a mistake. Fungus had grown on a culture, and it showed that the culture, it showed, you know, when the fungus was there, how bactericidal it was, where bacteria were dying from this fungus. And so that's how we eventually created penicillium, or an antibiotic that could then kill bacteria. Saccharin, sweet artificial sweeteners. Chemist came home to eat dinner, apparently did not wash his hands well enough when he was licking his fingers. He's like, dang, that's pretty sweet. What did you put into this meatloaf? And the wife's like, I didn't put any sugar into the meatloaf. What are you talking about? Found out one of the chemicals he made looks like could have been used as an artificial sweetener. So mistakes happen. It just, we don't want mistakes that cause lives to be lost or people freaked out that they're in a plane that's open. I can't imagine how scary that must have been. So the safety standard in question right now, I guess, concerns an anti-icing system. And the issue affects other models of the 737 MAX that are already flying. Federal officials said last year that Boeing was working to fix the hazard on current MAX planes. In the meantime, regulators urged pilots to limit the de-icing system's use in dry conditions because inlets around the engines could get too hot and parts of the housing could break away and strike the plane, possibly breaking windows and causing rapid decompression. Now, the safety issue affects only the MAX because it has engine inlets made from carbon composite materials rather than metal. So they wanted to already start using the smaller MAX 7 to customers. And no, as far as I'm concerned, I think this is no exemptions. Everybody needs to get their act together. And so the MAX, the 737 MAX went into service May of 2017. Two of the planes crashed in 2018 and 2019. This is according to... is this USA Today? Yeah, USA Today, killing 346 people. All MAX jets were then grounded worldwide for 2 years while the company made changes to an automated flight control system that had pushed the nose down based on faulty sensor readings. But I don't think a lot of people realize what was going on. You know, if people say get rid of humans, human error, humans can, like in the German wings, cockpit, take a plane, you know, hostage and fly it into a mountain. But on the other end, here you have a, you know, system, an automated flight control system that decided to push the nose down based on, you know, faulty sensor readings. In fact, wasn't there one flight where there was starting to be a mishap with the computer system? And thank God there was an older pilot in the jump seat that said, I know how to override it. And, you know, there was concern that do the younger pilots who have been trained on more, you know, sophisticated computer equipment and sensors, do they know how to override and do old school? And the fact that a jump seat pilot had to jump in, an off-duty pilot, to save the plane was pretty flippin' remarkable. So, I am very concerned that we've had a lot of, none of this should be happening right now. You'd think our safety standards would be improving and improving, and we would be getting better and better. I had a beautiful flight with Southwest. I thought Southwest did awesome. In fact, there were only 45 people on yesterday's flight home, which was kind of nice. We had a whole row to ourselves. Of course, I was making jokes about people, you know, boarding the plane, and trying to take cuts, and, you know, if there'll be plenty of peanuts for us. But, you know, when you're up, how much, what, 20,000, 40,000, 30,000 feet in the air, you need to know that whatever you're in can withstand weather, can withstand the speed, and won't. I mean, look at what happened with the Titan submarine. It might have looked like it passed everything on the ground, but once it submerged, it imploded. Okay, we got to get our acts together. Safety first, 1-877, Doc Belly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been asked to comment on this concept of Jew face, where when an actor or actress is playing a character and their makeup is changed to look like a Jewish figure in Hollywood, is it being discriminatory? Is it being biased? Is it being insulting? And I kind of don't get why people are so upset. Like Golda, Helen Mirren played Golda for Golda Meir. Well, if you're going to be playing a character and that character has a prominent eyebrow or prominent nose or prominent cheeks or
chins or chest, or then to look like that character, you're going to be using makeup. Maestro, apparently, there's been a lot of concern over Bradley Cooper and him having his nose changed for the role to play the part of Leonard Bernstein, Jewish composer. I'm not offended by that. I mean, if he's trying to, if in the movie they're trying to look like an individual, I don't see them insulting that individual, unless, of course, they really, unless they're doing a play on it and making it ridiculously insulting. But if they're trying to make Helen Mirren look like Golda Meir, it is going to take some changes in her facial structure. People were also upset that they didn't cast a Jew for Golda Meir. Well, whoever can play the part, it's an honor to have somebody play somebody of the stature of Helen Mirren. As far as I'm concerned, that's fine. Bradley Cooper isn't Jewish, and he wants to play Leonard Bernstein. That's fine. If a Jew wants to play a Catholic figure, that's fine too. I think we're really starting to, it's almost like we're looking for things to get mad about. In fact, I think it was Sarah Silverman that brought it up with Golda Meir, but she was even in the Maestro movie, I believe. So I'm not, and I get, it's a conversation that we have to have, because we had for years inappropriate blackface being done. And so, yes, I think there's a conversation that has to be had. But, I'm telling you right now, whoever is going to play me, they're going to probably need a butt prosthesis, because my tushy's bigger than the average actress. They're probably going to need to augment the chest. But if Margot Robbie decides to play me, she's probably going to have to add some facial hair. I don't know. She probably has to, although she's not a real blonde. She's a brunette, so she probably could play me then. But, the Hollywood, one thing about Hollywood and all these debates and all that is you see Hollywood kind of trip on itself. They don't know how to please everybody, and they have to go for common sense. And so my concern is if people are so worried about changing the facial features to look like a Golda Meir or a Leonard Bernstein, then what about Gandhi, trying to look like Gandhi? Are people going to find it insulting that you made, oh my gosh, I keep forgetting his name, the one who played Gandhi, making him bald? Although I forget if he doesn't have hair in real life. So now if you're going to play somebody bald and you're using a skull cap, or you're using something to not have hair, you're shaving your head, is that going to be considered insulting? If you are playing a character who is Teddy Roosevelt of a higher weight, are you going to be considered fat shaming by trying to look like his body composition? What about the movie Amadeus? Mozart has been postulated to have hypomania, hypermania, maybe bipolar. So in Amadeus, when he has his musical genius, and many geniuses in the arts can taste the octaves high and low, so they might also have not only the gift, but the curse of feeling high and low. Or does that mean that he is shaming whoever is, in that role, shaming those with mental illness? Are we going to eventually have to stop all biopics and all biographies? Because you're playing another person means you're making fun of them. What if somebody has autism? There's a famous person with autism that is being honored in this movie. Because you're acting that way, is that going to be considered inappropriate? So, if somebody is trying to look like somebody else, and they're doing it tastefully, and they're doing a very good job looking like, look, Marilyn Monroe. Where is then all the out outcry for taking a person who's female and sexualizing her in a role to look like Marilyn Monroe. Would there be outcry for that? You're having an actress become over-sexualized and shorter skirts and the skirt blow up and the breasts and the, oh, and the talking softer. Would there be outcry for that? I think we're going down a path where nothing is politically correct. And you're going to eventually not be able to have any movies. Look at how comedians have spoken out, saying you can't even do comedy. You start to say something. I mean, look, I opened, you know, with a little bit about Canada, and I love Canada. I love Canadian people. It's comedy. Is that a problem now? You can't even do that? You know, I don't know what the answer is. So I think what's happening is there are individuals out there that are looking to correct society's woes. They might have their heart in the right place, but they feel it is their duty to call it. And once it's called, now we have this big controversy. Now, I still haven't seen Golda. I haven't seen Maestro. I haven't seen a lot of movies. I'm just so behind because I've been working so much. I would like to see both. Oppenheimer. He looked a little bit like Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy. No, I don't know if they used any prosthesis. They used glasses. Is that insulting to people who are nearsighted? Where somebody who isn't nearsighted is wearing glasses? Well, they're making fun of us. They're doing glasses face. Now, the problem is listen, we have a lot of anti-Semitism out there. We have a lot of racism. And that's what it needs addressing. That's what needs fixing. And if we're going to argue about somebody being memorialized in a movie and looking like them, then when, you know, the poop really hits the fan, nobody's going to, you know, I'm not going to boycott Maestro or Golda because it's not a Jew that's, please. But, you know, would I boycott a company who said that the Hamas attack, where people were raped and killed and murdered and beheaded, a business who says that was all justified? Yeah, I'll probably boycott that business. Okay, yeah, well, I think our priorities are a little off right now. And Hollywood's struggling. There's this big dilemma now that Barbie, which I thought, like I said, the costumes were great, the stars were great, it just was a horrible story, Margot Robbie got snubbed. Yet Ken got the award. Why? Because Ken was singing a song and Ken was... We shouldn't be fighting for things that don't need to have a fight. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.